piece of furniture in your bedroom that might have drawers in it, and you might put clothes in it.
Okay, now if you're talking about a, let's see, chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if it has a mirror on it,
chest of drawers
would be the chest, okay?
Yeah.
Think chest. And with the mirror, I'd say it'd be a dresser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where would you hang your clothes at?
Closet.
Would you ever see a piece of furniture that maybe somebody might have in their room that stands straight upright and has a place for hanging clothes?
Ballet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Someone in their room, yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever hear other names for that?
No.
Mm-hmm. What would you call all this stuff together here, the table and everything?
You mean living room furniture?
Yeah. What might you have in the kitchen to maybe eat breakfast in?
Okay, now, different houses, different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
This house, it's an area on the back there. You know, it's sort of like a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
With the chairs built into the wall, sort of like, you know, leaning against the wall, and then you have this table.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a breakfast set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What would you call this piece of furniture there?
A chair.
Mm-hmm. And if you had several, you'd have a set of
chairs.
What would you call a room at the top of a house?
Attic.
And what would be the room that you might cook in?
Okay, now, the room at the top of the house is an attic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Attic room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a place where you cook would be a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And where would you keep canned goods and stuff like that?
Your cabinet, pantry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what if you had a lot of worthless stuff that you were going to throw away or something? What would you call that?
Junk.
Uh-huh. Would you ever, what would you call a room that you might keep it in if you had
utility
a...
utility room.
Mm-hmm. Would a utility room have other things in it besides boxes or something?
Junk? Sure. If you didn't have somewhere else to store valuable needs, things that you use very so often, fishing
mm-hmm.
rods or lawnmower, mm-hmm. you could store it in there. If you don't have room for it in your garage, you know,
yeah.
in your home for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're the daily housework, you might say that every morning your wife might
clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. What would she use cleaning up?
Well, caught me in a good mood, I tell
mm-hmm.
you the truth.
Okay.
Broom, dust rag,
uh-huh.
good for that.
Mm-hmm.
If the occasion calls for mop, you know, mopping,
mm-hmm.
vacuum, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She were gonna clean all the clothes and everything, you'd say she's doing her
wash.
And how would people get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house?
From the stairs. Unless they're fabulous, you know,
yeah.
in an elevator. Basically the stairs.
What about, what would be built outside of a house that you could walk up to and maybe stand out of the rain?
You mean on the outside of the house, not
mm-hmm.
joining to the house?
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, kind of where the front door would be.
Well, you could call it that if you have a front porch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Porch, patio.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it something different if it were in the back?
Well, that would vary on the type of house now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you had a front porch, you know, in the front, it'd be your front porch. In the back, it'd be your back porch.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, man, you can cut it off. I want to get the mail.
Okay, sure.